Regardless of the business, industry, or profession in which we are engaged, we are all involved, to some extent, in human engineering. Some of us naturally are more involved in human engineering than others, depending, of course, on the contacts we have with people. No one, however, is completely divorced from dealing in some fashion with other people. The day a person becomes more interested in people than abstract theories, he has taken a big step in the direction of becoming a human engineering expert. Learn the three dimensions of human engineering. Above all else, remember that the human engineer's concern is in three dimensions. One, he does not stop with merely knowing what people do. Two, he is not satisfied even with knowing why they do it. Three, he goes much farther. He also must know how to cause them to do it. The human engineer is not satisfied with knowing only the behavior pattern of an individual, that is, knowing what he does. He is not even satisfied with knowing the attitudes, tendencies, or idiosyncrasies that cause him to do it. The human engineer must go to the heart of an individual's existence and understand his ambitions, aspirations, and goals in life, even his yardstick of values. Our first impression might be that the human engineering approach is complicated, that is, composed of a lot of psychological mumbo-jumbo. Actually, we can keep it simple and make it easily understood if we always think of these three dimensions in terms of the what, the why, and the how. Why all three dimensions? Years ago, human engineering was limited to a mere knowledge of behavior patterns. It was considered a great accomplishment to be able to predict what a person would do under certain given circumstances. It was felt that if a person knew to some degree of accuracy what he could expect from an individual, he would have the advantage of not being taken by surprise. Thus, he felt some degree of security in planning his course of action. It is true that there was a certain advantage in this. It was far better than being caught off guard. But this single dimension in understanding was far overrated. About the time of the turn of the century, three-dimensional vision was the rage. The stereopticon was the instrument of sophisticated home entertainment. What household would be without one? A much shorter time ago, within the memory of most of us, we were introduced to three-dimensional sound. Few homes can exist without the stereo. Of far greater importance than either of these are the three dimensions of human engineering. Human engineering performs the miracle. Now that I have read my brief, I intend to present my case and demonstrate to you in what way human engineering is the plus factor which elevates a person from the marginal 80% producer to the fortunate 20%. This miraculous change from the amateur class to the professional status is contained in six magic principles of human engineering, covered in the next six chapters. The principles contained therein are not entirely new to you, I am sure. Most of us have heard them repeated over and over most of our lives. But unfortunately, few of us give them the importance they deserve, and none of us use them to the extent they should be used. Let this miracle happen to you. Now, I hope you will study them carefully, one at a time. Only after you have completely digested and assimilated a chapter should you go to the next. Constantly refer back to each chapter until all six principles become a part of you, your subconscious as well as your conscious mind. Don't even stop there. Begin immediately to use these great principles of human engineering. If you will do this and start immediately, you will find that miracles still happen, and furthermore, that they can change your life almost overnight. Now, let's look to these six magic principles.